Well, today, February 10th, is the feast day of Saint Scholastica, the twin sister of the great Saint Benedict, who is considered the founder of Western monasticism. So today we'll look at the life of Saint Scholastica for a few moments. It's also a good time to reflect on our brothers and our sisters, the physical brothers and sisters that we have in our life and what we're doing to try to bring them closer to God. It's interesting when you look at the life of Saint Benedict and his sister Scholastica, they were always so concerned to help each other get to heaven. That was their main goal. So ask yourself, do you have any brothers? Do you have any sisters? If they're still living, is there anything you can do to help bring them closer to God? Especially, you know, if you're a big brother or a big sister, you know, you have a special responsibility to help your little brothers and sisters get to heaven as well. So think about that today when we hear about the life of Benedict and Scholastica. There have been many families that have had more than one saint in that family. For example, almost the entire family of Saint Basil of Caesarea are saints. Also, the whole family of Saint Bernard of Clairvaux are saints as well. And then it's interesting that the Lord chose some sets of brothers to be apostles and who became saints. Saints Peter and Andrew were brothers, and James and John were brothers as well. And so these are all sort of the sibling saints that we honor in the church. But perhaps the most famous of brother and sister saints is Benedict and Scholastica. We know that Scholastica was born about the year 480 in Nursia. And she lived until the year 547. So she and Benedict were twins. They were raised in a wealthy family. And we know that Scholastica was dedicated to God from a very early age. Even though she did not go off to the convent until a little later, but she, from the very beginning, had dedicated her life to God and sort of lived a religious life in her home until she entered the monastery, which was very close to the monastery of her brother, Saint Benedict. Benedict had gone off to Rome to study, and then he founded the monastery at Monte Cassino, about an hour south of Rome. And in fact, if you see the movie Monuments Men, about how some of our American soldiers tried to save religious works of art during World War II. You'll see in that movie a photograph of Monte Cassino before it was bombed and after it was bombed. And so it's sort of an interesting side note about that movie and how, you know, we did try to preserve as much as possible some of these great religious works of art. But Monte Cassino, sadly, was almost completely destroyed during World War II. But this is where Benedict was the abbot, and then Scholastica was 5 miles south of there in another monastery for women. And then we know that once a year they would meet. And because of the strictness of their rules, they could only meet one day a year, once a year. And so on this one particular occasion, which was at the end of their life, especially the end of Scholastica's life, they had been meeting all day at a little farmhouse outside the monastery gate. Since the men were not allowed in the women's monastery and vice versa, they would meet once a year at a farmhouse and talk. And then it got to be late in the afternoon and early evening, and Benedict had to go back to his monastery because one of the rules was that you could not stay outside the monastery overnight. So he got up to leave, and Scholastica begged him, said, "No, please stay, and let's continue talking throughout the night about the joys of heaven and about the spiritual life." And he refused. He said, "No, I must get back to the monastery." So Scholastica prayed. She prayed to God that her brother would remain. And immediately a severe thunderstorm broke out, and a terrible storm continued, so it was impossible for Benedict and the other monks to leave. And so this is a quotation from the writings, it says, Scholastica therefore prayed, asking God that her brother might remain. In response to her prayer, a severe thunderstorm suddenly broke out, preventing the monks from leaving. Benedict cried out, God forgive you, sister. What have you done? Scholastica answered, I asked a favor of you and you refused. I asked it of God and he granted it. So Benedict and Scholastica thus spent the entire night discussing the nature of heaven and the joys of heaven. And then it concludes by saying, and Scholastica was soon to experience its joys. For 3 days after this conversation, Benedict was at prayer in his monastery and he saw the soul of his sister ascending to heaven in the form of a dove. That's why whenever you see a statue of Saint Scholastica, like at the Benedictine Monastery in Bristow, Virginia, you'll see Scholastica holding a dove to remind us of her soul that flew up to heaven at the end of her life. So Benedict thus announced his death to the monks and later buried her in the tomb that he himself had prepared. If you go to Monte Cassino now, you'll see the twin tombs of Benedict and Scholastica side by side in the monastery of Monte Cassino. Some of her relics were also taken over to Le Mans, France as well. But again, a great saint that we think about today. And so on this feast day, make sure you pray for your brothers and your sisters, whether they be living or deceased. We have a special responsibility to help our siblings get to heaven. And so we pray for them, try to evangelize them, bring them closer to God, because we certainly want one day to be in heaven with all, not only our parents and grandparents, but with our brothers and sisters as well.